USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting a first-hand look at storm-ravaged Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tens of thousands of people are still without power 8 days after hurricane-force winds knocked down trees and power lines. Alliant Energy President Terry Kuba saying,
by midnight on Tuesday evening, at least 90% of our customers will have power available to them. And we will not rest until it reaches 100%.
Senate Republicans are planning to introduce a coronavirus relief bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Senate Republicans are going to propose a coronavirus relief plan that includes $10 billion for the U.S. Postal Service. The bill, they say, would also include $300 per week in additional federal unemployment insurance benefits and another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, as well as liability protections.
USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
A new saliva test for COVID-19 can be completed in just a few hours and has been authorized for use by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Regarding the details of the test, Admiral Brett Gerard tells ABC's Good Morning America,
it's basically spit in a tube. It does not need a swab. It does not need the special transport media. It does not need some of these chemical reagents called extraction reagents. So it skips many steps up front.
President Trump is headed to Arizona, where he will deliver remarks on immigration in Yuma. It's the president's second campaign trip to the border town since June and the third to the state during the coronavirus pandemic. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar reminding everyone,
we have to be much more strict because you can't have a pandemic and have a porous border, because all that does is allow more people in with a possibly different mutating type of disease, and you can't get your arms around it.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich has been a frequent critic of President Trump. He endorsed Joe Biden for president on Monday night during the virtual Democratic National Convention. As far as what this endorsement means for former Vice President Biden, former Republican Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, tells ABC News,
zero. Zero. I mean, they're meaningless. They weren't with her. They were with her 4 years ago. Now they're with Biden. No surprise. And John Kasich, just to show you where John Kasich's standing is in the Republican Party, when he was the only Republican governor left on the stage in 2016, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich, the three candidates left. Do you know how many Republican governors of his colleagues, his sitting colleagues at the time, endorsed John Kasich? Zero. And the reason they didn't endorse him is because he's a backstabber and he's an untruthful guy. And so tonight, Republicans are going to look at that and go, you can have him. Please believe me. Give us a break. Get him out of our party. You take him for a little while. Because on top of all that, I've worked with John a lot. He's exhausting. Joe Biden's going to be getting calls from John Kasich. He's going to want to change his phone number.
A veteran CIA officer and former FBI linguist was charged on Monday with selling U.S. defense secrets and identities of CIA officers to China in exchange for cash and expensive gifts, including a new set of golf clubs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.